The idea, and my colleague in West Cork, Finbar Harrington, Councillor Finbar Harrington, have we mooted the same idea that a number of years ago, an idea of an oil refinery was proposed on Whiddy Island, and it didn't proceed at the time. And like we think that suggestion now should be revisited, considering where the National Reserve is stored. Like, it won't make much sense that in the world, to bring crude oil from America and store it in Whiddy, and then load it again and carry it back to Spain to refine it, and turn around and bring it back to Ireland to places, you know, where it comes in, Fines, Galway and Whitegate, to be distributed to finish stations around the country again. You know, there's no wonder the excise and the amount of money being spent on it and the cost of it is coming into play. Like, it should be looked at the full storage capacity in Whiddy to increase our reserve from 90 days, because we don't know when or where or what's going to happen next, how volatile the world is gone at this time, Jerry.
Yeah, so you want an increase in the amount that's held, but also a refinery at Whiddy. Like, one of the things that the process exposed is that we only have one refinery in the country at Whitegate.
Yes. Yeah. Like, you know, the tanks and the whole thing is in Whiddy. So I think that they should have a look at it and see could it be put into flowing, because, like, as I said, we don't know where we are or what's going to happen in the world. Like, 90 days seems a long time, but, like, you know, if it, to increase that is important for an island nation like ourselves now.
And then that then would obviously increase security if something did go wrong at one of the sites. Obviously, if there was a protest, yes. But if worse happened, if there was an accident or maybe even an attack, God forbid.
Yes, and you had more reserve for our country at that stage. Like, it's a thing, like, we have to start thinking outside the box and have to start thinking. There's no point in being waiting for the next thing to happen and run out of fuel again. So, look, there's only an idea, and I think it should be looked into to further to see if we keep the thing flowing.
You'd have to look at the cost of it, I'd imagine, and how long it would take to happen. I'd imagine the planning would have to start now, Dan, to get this in, because this stuff takes time, if it was to be delivered in time for the next crisis.
Yes, but like we should be looking at these things. Like, didn't you know? Look, it mightn't be feasible, but it should be looked at anyway. And I think all other options should be looked at as well, because like we can't continue with a crippling situation. Like, we're coming into a busy season now for farmers and everything and hauliers and everything. Yeah. Like, you know, and like a reserve means that you have something that you can bring in when it is needed, Jerry.
Yeah. And look, the weather is improving, so it's going to get a lot busier and a lot more is going to happen over the next 10 days. And there's a lot more fuel going to be burned to make all that happen. And we still don't know. Next week, the price of a barrel of oil could be $10 higher again, depending on what happens.
Yeah. Well, I suppose the whole we're looking in one sense that we haven't control of the weather, because we'd want a rainy in one field and we want a dry in the next field. But hopefully we could all do the short ideas now anyway. So hopefully the weather will change for the better, because I think it'll be one of the worst springs in memory as long as I can remember anyway on the line of rain.
Yeah. It's been pretty bad. All right. So it's badly needed. Dan, final question for you. Look, where do you think this is all going? I mean, buildings affected. We just heard about it there in terms of the prices. The government have put this package of €750 million in over the two packages. That keeps going until July, shall we say. Is it just to hope that things calm down between now and then?
Well, if they don't, Jerry, like, we can see the building industry and all coming to a standstill with the cost of everything. Like, and even going back to making a bale of silage, Jerry, I can't imagine what it's going to cost this year between the diesel and, like, the raw materials, the plastic and the fertilizer.
The fertilizer prices.
The fertilizer prices run through the roof. Like the price of cattle and sheep are good at the moment, like, but it's being eaten up again. What's being given? Like, and the cost of haulage to bring stuff into the supermarkets and to move any kind of machinery or anything, like, the costs are phenomenal. Like, and it'll all come back to the initial cost of the diesel or the petrol. Like, so, like, we're in for a very, very kind of a tough season. If the the weather improves, will lift fellow spirits anyway, like, but the cost, whatever people with the reserve that built up with the price of that for last year for stock, it will be gone in fuel and you know.
And then find this will also impact on Kerry County Council's operations, I'd imagine, right across the board. Sure. You're having a meeting on Monday.
Yeah, like it's bound to, like, because for even the roads, every road you drive, in fairness to the men who fill in the potholes, and they're filling them, and when they've been filled 2 days after, they're empty again because of the amount of rain that's falling and the conditions. Like everyone can blame everyone else, but like our climate, the weather is having an awful impact on our roads and the infrastructure now. Like.